I think that all of us here this morning have had to, at one time or another, plan or give a big party. This might be a reception or another big event. And we humans do these things to celebrate. Celebrate a milestone birthday, an anniversary, perhaps a wedding. Yes, planning for a big event is a very complex process. First, we need to decide on a date. Then we have to choose the invitation. And finally, drop a list of guests. Then we send all the invitations with RSVP on it. And RSVP, for those in the know, means in French, reply, if you please. And once we do these things, we sit back. We sit back and we wait for a response. There are basically three kinds of responses. Some of our friends accept our invitation. And every yes makes us happy. Some say yes, but only half-heartedly. These people come only because they feel obliged to come. Perhaps they've done them a favor in the past. They need to reciprocate. Yet others accept with enthusiasm. They feel honored to be invited. On the opposite side, however, some people refuse the invitation. No, they can't come for a variety of reasons. And whatever the excuse, every refusal disappoints us, perhaps even hurts us. For every refusal tells us where we stand with these people. And all this, there can also be degrees of refusal, degrees of refusing. Some cases it might be that people would like to come, but they can't because they have another engagement on their calendar. In other cases, people simply aren't interested. It's not that they can't come, but that they won't come. Finally, there's a third way of responding to the invitation. And this kind of response, I think, is the rudest. These people respond by not doing anything. They never bother to even reply. So we wait and wait for yes or no, but the response never comes. Out of frustration, some of us end up texting or calling these rude ones on our phones. Are you coming or not, we say. And even then, sometimes we never get a reply. I'm not sure, they tell us, or let me get back to you. And if we have any self-respect, we make a mental note to never, ever invite them again. Our gospel this morning, we hear about a big party. God is throwing a wedding feast for a son, and we're invited. Notice here the word invite. We are free to choose. We are free to say yes or no. And we have to make a decision. The only problem here is that sometimes we don't know what we really want. We don't know what's best for us. In other words, what we seek in our lives, what we value and desire and want, are not always the same thing. Perhaps our lives are so busy and complex that even God has a difficult time breaking through. We stop and think about it. We realize that only God knows what's best for us. Just as parents and teachers want what's best for the children, God wants what's best for us. And this can account for all those times in our lives when we struggle, when we're having a difficult time, when we're angry with God because we don't have what we want or can't have our way. Human growth, I'm not talking about physical growth, is never easy. Emotional growth and development is never easy. And it's always difficult for us to accept no, even from God. So God wants the best for us, precisely because we're his children, precisely because we're his family, and that we belong to him. What is God calling us to anyway? Well, I think God calls us to a deeper, more personal, and more authentic life here on earth. A life that enables us to grow and develop as persons, to reach our potential, so to speak. A life that calls us to become closer to God. Yes, God calls us to love and serve one another and to forgive one another and all that that means. God also invites us to a greater sense of community. In other words, use our God-given gifts and talents to make real and enable the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Like the example, the imitation I described earlier, we have three basic responses. We can say no, we can say yes, or we can ignore God completely. Our gospel this morning asks us to reflect on this call and our response to this call, our response to this invitation. Do we choose to say yes? Do we say no? Or do we respond at all? The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, but those who invited decided not to come. So the servants went into the streets and gathered all they found, good and bad alike. And the hall was filled with guests.